Coming back home, and senior members of Victoria Police, several of whom are still serving officers, knew that a Melbourne criminal barrister had become a registered informant against her clients. The case has sparked a massive outcry and prompted the Victorian government to launch a royal commission into arrangements that have the potential to compromise dozens of criminal convictions and undermine faith in the justice system. Nick Grimm reports.
Her name can't be revealed, but she was a high-profile defence lawyer representing those on criminal charges in the Victorian courts. To police, though, she was also known by her identification number as a registered police informant, 3838. And these are 3838's words.
What led me to do that was my own frustration with the way in which certain criminals were seeking to control what suspects and witnesses could and could not do or say to police via solicitors, who were not, in my view, acting in the best interests of their clients because of the undue influence and control of heavies.
The lifting of a suppression order by the High Court this week has revealed the contents of the 2015 letter she wrote to Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Steve Fontana not long after she'd been identified as Lawyer X in the media. In the letter, she tells of the paralysing fear and danger she faces as a result of her identity being leaked to Melbourne's underworld.
I've struggled to cope with the fact that my reputation has been completely destroyed, and my ability to obtain employment within the legal profession or even utilising my 4 degrees and experience is hopeless.
In a few bloody and violent seconds, Melbourne's gangland war erupted again.
They were desperate times. Melbourne's notorious gangland killings took place over a 15-year period beginning in 1998. In all, 36 individuals died as the city's criminal underworld fought for control.
Des Moran was gunned down on the 9th anniversary of the death of his nephew Mark.
Many of the murders remain unsolved, but now it's the actions of the investigators themselves under scrutiny. Their informant says she was motivated by a desire to see justice done. Even so, the legal profession believes that desire was misdirected.
Well, I can only point to the fundamental duty that we as lawyers enter into.
Maury Bales is the president of the Law Council of Australia.
We must adhere to the principle of legal privilege at all times. There are no circumstances in which we can depart from that unless there are provisions in law.
Can you understand how an arrangement like this, a registered informant arrangement like this, was able to happen?
Well, it brings us to another point that of concern for the Law Council of Australia, and that is the oversight of police and law enforcement. It is ultimately a matter for the Royal Commission that has been called by the Victorian Parliament. But it is important for the Law Council to make the point that vigorous and zealous oversight is required.
The matter also raises questions about who knew the barrister was acting as a police informer and how high it went up the chain of command inside Victoria Police, where officers were desperate to secure convictions against those carrying out the killings. Ron Iddles is a former detective senior sergeant with Victoria's Homicide Squad and a past secretary for the state's police association. He told Melbourne Radio 3AW the arrangement was known about in senior ranks, including to several officers who are still serving.
I do know that there would have been maybe 10 to 15 very senior police who knew what was happening.
It's pretty amazing, actually. And I could understand that detectives getting very excited about this amazing informant.
The federal MP for La Trobe, Jason Wood, is himself a former Victorian detective. He's stunned by the revelations.
But you go back to my days in the police academy, and every police officer has been told about the client and lawyer privilege, and that should never be breached. I saw the comments from Ron Iddles, the former Victorian Police president, and I've spoken to actually a couple of other presidents from other jurisdictions up in here in Parliament House today, and everyone's pretty amazed how this could happen. I can't explain, as a former detective, he's worked in the high stakes of organised crime, how this wasn't picked up much earlier or basically allowed to continue.
Federal MP and former Victorian detective Jason Wood, Nick Grimm reporting.